Penguin Random House Audio presents The Art of Falling, a novel by Danielle McLaughlin. Read for you by Alana Kerr Collins. 1. To be rather than to seem. The school motto was carved in stone in the arch above the entrance. It was in English on the way in, and in Latin, Esse quam videre, on the way out. Presumably, Nessa thought, to reflect the learning aspired to by the girls who passed through these gates. Meanwhile, Jennifer, her daughter, was struggling with lower-level French. Nessa had taken several shortcuts. The traffic, like gods, had smiled on her, and now she was only 17 minutes late for her meeting. She parked in the visitor's lot, between an Audi and a BMW station wagon. It was April, and the school playing fields were fresh and green. Beyond the playing fields was Cork City, the grey slate rooftops silvered with recent rain. She walked past a two-story block of 1970s construction to the new glass and steel annex where she was to meet Ms. Johnson, Jennifer's yearhead. She was unsure why she'd been asked to come in. Jennifer's grades had improved since last term, and she was a polite girl, not counting interactions with her parents. Ms. Johnson was waiting in an empty classroom correcting papers. Her blonde hair fell forward as she bent over the desk. "You must be Jennifer's mum," she said, looking up and gesturing to a chair. "Nessa, isn't it?" "That's right." She sat down, tucked her dark hair behind her ear. She liked Ms. Johnson, who was little more than a girl and had always been kind to Jennifer. Whenever she ran into Ms. Johnson outside of school,